in a way that all records, I guess, are kind of evolutionary or de-evolutionary steps from previous records. It probably owes some sort of debt to the one that came before.
A three-part song on their last album offered some foreshadowing of the Decemberists' new project, The Hazards of Love. But the real debt is owed to a genre of music even further in the past, the 70s rock opera. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The songs of the Decemberists are often as interesting to read as to hear, and that's how frontman Colin Molloy likes it. But for the band's latest album, his vocabulary-boosting lyrics aren't the only method used to convey meaning. Instead, it's a combination of Molloy's well-known knowledge of British folk and maybe not so well-known love of rock operas. So in the vein of Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell, the Decemberists now present The Hazards of Love, and are on the road performing the entire album with a full stage of guests. It all starts with the sound of an organ, and when Colin Molloy spoke with FUV's Corny O'Connell about the project, they started at the beginning too.
So basically, it's a tragic love story, yes?
Yeah, in the way that, you know, most old folk songs are, or a lot of them, I shouldn't say most, but it does end in a double drowning.
I thought so, but we'll get to that. And it starts off with this kind of droning organ. Is it an organ that we're hearing at the beginning?
Yeah, that is an organ. That's Jenny playing. Kind of a direct homage to, this is going to go deep cuts here. The Deep Purple bass player, Roger Glover, made a children's record in the 70s called The Butterfly Ball, which starts in a similar manner. If you were to listen to our record and that record, you would hear there, it's sort of a nod to the opening of that record.
My true love went riding out in white and green and gray, past the pale of Arthur's wall where she was wont to stray. And there she came upon a white and wounded fawn singing. Oh, the hazards of love.
The story is really just a loose, very loose, I should say, narrative built entirely of archetypes, motifs that appear a lot in old folk songs, particularly folk songs that I came to via the British folk revival of the 60s and 70s, listening to Ann Briggs records and Nick Jones records and June Tabor records and things like that. So in the interlude, basically what has happened, you've had this character Margaret going out into the woods, discovering a wounded fawn, reviving the fawn. The fawn shapeshifts into a young man who, in the parlance of the old folk songs, ravages her. She goes home, you know, months pass, she's pregnant. She goes back into the woods to find him, who he has been in hiding, and he reveals himself, and they sort of fall together in amorous embrace, but his mother, the sort of queen of the forest, is lurking in the distance.
All right, and now you're about to sing the part of the bad guy.
I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year. Spilling out, baby.
The Rake Song from the Decemberists and the new album, The Hazards of Love. Hear more exclusive interviews anytime online at WFUV.org.